fish by the time you get to turn one, and it's a past 90-degree corner.
Our live coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Series is set for 12:30 Eastern time tomorrow afternoon. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series races tonight at Texas Motor Speedway, and all live coverage will kick off at 7:30 Eastern time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, Alex Kuhn, alongside Kyle Mann, Todd Brommelkamp with the afternoon off. We're start hour number three of the program. Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders joined us in hour number one. Then Jack Dom joined us for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. The podcast to both of those hours are available at KGYMradio.com, where you can find our poll question, our Emil's Hideaway poll question, which asks you, which is the Big Ten's best men's basketball hire this offseason? The potential answers are Chris Holtmann of Ohio State, Archie Miller of Indiana, and Brad Underwood of Illinois. And after about two-plus hours of programming, Brad Underwood of Illinois has the lead. Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is about ready to get us underway in our weekly segment, Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since
oh,
you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Kyle, the Warriors sweep. Bad for basketball.
Well, I am going to leave that. Oh, wait. I'm going to love it. It is bad. They are a great team, and I personally have a lot of fun watching them. I think they might be perhaps the best roster that we've ever seen assembled, at least in this modern era, as long as I've been alive. And so that should all be celebrated, and it has been, and that's been reflected in the ratings. But with all that said, no, this is bad for the state of basketball. There was no parity all year long. Everybody was just waiting. Let's get through this regular season. Let's get through the playoffs and get to the Cavs and Warriors. We're here, and it's an absolute dud. That is a major hit to competitiveness. It's a hit to the integrity of the league and just the way it looks to an outsider. You know, why do you guys all like this league if you know exactly the team who's going to win it every year? So they are head, shoulders, and chest above the rest of the league. And no, frankly, that's just not good.
Number two.
Alex, Smashville will send it to a game seven.
We had a resident Canadian, Sonny from Iowa City, joining us in hour number one is when he called in to talk about the NBA. And I was sure to ask him his thoughts on this NHL Stanley Cup final series. Last night, in case you missed it, and based on the ratings, a lot of you did, the Pittsburgh Penguins absolutely destroyed the Nashville Predators inside PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. 6-0 was the final score. It was a gridlock series until that 6-0 debacle, and now the Nashville Predators are on the brink of elimination. Pittsburgh Penguins are up 3-2, heading back to Nashville for game number 6, and Nashville is going to try to extend it to a game 7. Back in Pittsburgh. Nashville, I guaranteed after P.K. Subban guaranteed. Let's rewind for a second. P.K. Subban, after the Nashville Predators got down 2-0, came out and guaranteed that they'd win Game 3. And actually, 1 week ago today at this very time, I'm not going to toot my own horn. Actually, I am. I'm going to toot my own horn. I guaranteed on Love It or Leave It that not only would P.K. Subban's Game 3 guarantee be upheld, but I guaranteed they'd win Game 4, and they did.
Wow.
And they went back to Pittsburgh, and they got destroyed. But they are so good, are the Predators, inside of Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. That place is going to be absolutely insane. And I look for, once again, there have been a lot of lopsided games in this series. Even when Nashville is at home, they have beaten up on the Pittsburgh Penguins pretty bad. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I love the fact that Smashville will send it to a Game 7. Now, will they win that Game 7? Probably not, but stranger things have happened, and when you get into a Game 7, it's up for grabs. Anything can happen, so I love this.
Number 3.
All right, Kyle, KD and Steph, are they the best duo ever?
I am going to love that, and I'll start with Steph Curry. And you just got to think about Steph Curry was the face of the Warriors for the last several years before they had KD, and he was the face of an offense.
He was the MVP.
Yeah, he's the MVP, and he's the face of an offense where you look at them and you say, is this the best offense I've ever seen in my life? And that started with Steph. He needs almost no separation. His jump shot is nearly unblockable the way he shoots the ball almost straight up in the air. And it goes in, you know, almost, it goes in a lot. And then you add KD to that team. He's 7 feet tall. He can dribble. He can drive. He can shoot. He can even post you up. He can score from anywhere. And to have those two guys on the same team, those are two not only generational scorers, but potentially all-time great scorers slash shooters. And you have them on the same team in the peak of their careers. Yes, love it. Best duo that I've ever seen in my life, possibly all time.
Number four.
Alex, Gene Smith overestimated the draw of his Ohio State program.
The Ohio State basketball coaching search saga is over. Chris Holtmann is going to be announced as the new head basketball coach for the Ohio State basketball program at 11 a.m. on Monday morning. And I do think that Gene Smith, at least at the end, did enough in damage control mode to bring in a guy who I think they can feel comfortable with as their head coach. I couldn't have said the same thing about Greg McDermott. I probably couldn't have said the same thing about Mike Brown. Very questionable as to whether Fred Hoiberg would have fit in Columbus. But the timing of this was awful. The timing of this came in the middle of June to the point where we were talking about, as soon as Thad Matta was fired, we were talking about possible replacements. And I mentioned this. We went from the possibility of Sean Miller jetting from Arizona or Billy Donovan leaving his NBA franchise in Oklahoma City to head to Columbus. 3 days later, Greg McDermott was being offered the job and said no. There is absolutely no question that Gene Smith overestimated his job in the sense that I think that this Ohio State basketball job is a great one. I think that they have enough money. They have enough. They clearly have the ability to win. They get to the Final Four. They went to the national championship game under Thad Matta. They can compete with anybody if they have the right coach in there. But Gene Smith thought that, okay, well, we're going to free this up and we're going to have all these coaches flocking to us, all these big names flocking to us in the middle of June. There is absolutely no way. I love the fact that Gene Smith overestimated the draw of his program. There is no question that he did.
Number five.
Cubs with 100 to go. Are they in trouble?
This is weird phrasing. I'm going to love the idea, but I don't love it as a fan. The division is weak. We talked about this a little bit. The division is so weak that you know you have time to bounce back if you're the Cubs. But they have, as we touched on earlier, they have some real issues. The pitching staff is not nearly as strong. That's the starting rotation. And then you look in the bullpen, and I know the numbers right now, they look decent. But for me, the reality is that I look down in that bullpen, and the Cubs only have one dependable arm in Wade Davis, and that's your closer. And we saw last postseason, you're going to need more than one reliable pitcher, and he has to do more than just close at the end of the games. And then you look at the lineup. You've still got guys who aren't going. You know, Jason Hayward is having a great year by his standards set last year, and I thought that was going to be the biggest question mark in the lineup. It's not. The Cubs have several guys who still need to get their bats going, and I think coming on the heels of the World Series last year, I think Cubs fans, and myself included, we kind of forgot that it happens a lot in baseball. Guys just have down years, and sometimes a bunch of them all at the same time. So like I said, you know, I think after the conclusion of this weekend's games, I believe the Cubs should have 100 games left to go in the year. Still a lot of time left, and the division is, they're letting them linger. But yeah, there are still some serious issues that need to be addressed if the Cubs are going to repeat as World Series champions.
Number six.
Alex, Lincoln Riley is right for Oklahoma.
33 years old. One of the best offensive minds in college football. And now he's taking over one of the top 10 programs in college football in the Oklahoma football program. Bob Stoops has retired. Lincoln Riley takes over in Norman. And I love this. Lincoln Riley is a guy who, when Bob Stoops was at kind of the, so to speak, the darkest hour in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma football program, he steps in and revolutionized that offense to make it modern. He made that offense, he brings in Baker Mayfield, which has been a huge part of it. But he brings in Baker Mayfield, you bring in a guy like D.D. Westbrook and Samaje Perine, and they run that kind of wide-open spread to adjust to the fact that teams are scoring 70, 80, 90, 100, 100. They're scoring a lot of points in the Big 12. And the old big-game Bob Stoops strong defense, that's not going to necessarily work when teams are running literally 115 plays a game. So Lincoln Riley from East Carolina, who has been one of the hottest coaching names in college football over pretty much the past 10 years since he was hired as the wide receiver coach at Texas Tech at age 23. He takes over. He is an ace recruiter. He is an unbelievable offensive mind. He's been a guy that's been on the radar of several teams, especially in the AAC, in the MAC, several group of five teams over the last 3 years. He decides to stay at Oklahoma because I think that he knew that this opportunity was going to open up. So for Oklahoma right now, replacing a legend in Bob Stoops, one of the 50, as I put it, 50 greatest college football coaches of all time, Lincoln Riley is the right guy. And I talked about this earlier, Kyle. We talked about as it pertained to Todd Licklider at Butler, Brad Stevens was the brains behind the schemes the whole time. I certainly am not going to sit here and say that Bob Stoops was a bad coach, but Lincoln Riley over the past 3 years has been the brains behind the offensive outburst in Norman.
Number seven.
All right, Kyle. Mike Matheny. He should go.
I love that. We just kind of detailed my frustrations with the Cubs as the season's progressed. I've started to distract myself a little bit by paying attention to the other teams, beginning with the Cardinals, and I'll preface, you guys know I'm a Cubs fan, but what I really like to root for, you know, almost more than my own teams is competitiveness and strong, intriguing competition. And I've always quietly admired the Cardinal way, the way that they always do things. You know, we've all heard about it. Whether or not they've got the most talent, they know how to play baseball the right way, and they always just find a way to produce runs, and you can never overlook the Cardinals. But this year, you've talked about it a lot already. That is just not happening. You're talking about simple, fundamental errors, base running and fielding, and just not producing runs. The Cardinals are sixth. They've been caught stealing the sixth most times in the league. They're in the lower third in on-base percentage. They're 10th in the league in errors, 22nd in fielding percentage, and 27th in runs scored. And, you know, where does all that start if not the coaching staff? A little bit, you know, I don't know if they don't have top talent. You know, that's just the truth. But you got to be able to perform a little bit better, and we've seen the Cardinals in the past be able to perform better than what their lineup may suggest. And we see today the Cardinals reassign their third base coach. Their assistant hitting coach, Bill Miller, is now taking a leave of absence. And that, to me, says that the front office is shifting their focus right onto that coaching staff. And if Mike Matheny didn't feel himself on the hot seat before, he should now. And if things don't get better by the end of this season, if I'm the Cardinals, if I'm a Cardinals fan, I want a change there at manager.
Number eight.
Alex, this has been a disastrous 10 months for Michigan State.
I don't love this fact, but it, in the sense of this idea, it certainly has. So I guess playing the game, I love this. But this has been just a brutal 10 months for the Michigan State football program. Let's just start with the fact that this program was held to a high standard. A team that made several Rose Bowls, won a Rose Bowl. Team was expected to contend regardless of what they may have lost the previous year when they won the Big Ten championship over Iowa. They were expected to possibly contend, win 8 or 9 games last year. They go 3-9 under Mark D'Antonio. And if that wasn't bad enough, now the offseason has hit where Donnie Conley, Josh King, and Demetric Vance have all been dismissed from the team after being charged with sexual assault. And this just puts – and first of all, this is the number one focus right now that the football program and the authorities, the police should be investigating, find out exactly what happened in Lansing. But looking at it, and I struggle to do this sometimes because there are clearly things more important than football in a situation like this. But for a football program that had one of the worst years in the tenure of Mark D'Antonio to have to deal with this in the offseason, it's awful. And it is disastrous for a team that was trying to rebound from such a horrible season, and now that's not even the focus anymore. The focus lands on trying to better the program and keep this thing, this kind of thing, from happening again. So I think this has been a very disastrous 10 months for Michigan State, but I'm going to leave this. This is just a horrible, horrible situation.
Number 9.
All right, Kyle. Summer heat.
Oh, I wish I could leave this. I definitely leave the summer heat. Depending where you're going to be over the weekend, we're going to have temperatures in the mid to high 90s all throughout the corridor and humidity coming with it. This is going to be our first really rough summer weekend. And I know there's a lot of people out there who want to be...
I love it.
Want to be the one who loves the summer.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, love the sun out. I just want to sweat all day.
Are you mocking my voice? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's Alex. Okay. That's Alex Kuhn oogling over the summer heat right there. But no, I'm going to leave this. I'm going to sit probably inside. Maybe I'll go outside and grill after it cools off. But summer heat, not a big fan. Leave it.
We're in the middle of an air-conditioned building right now, and you're sweating, so...
I'm not sweating
now.
Yeah,
I'm sweating.
Number Impossible.
10. Alex, how about the Cardinals' young pieces?
I'm going to go back to a quote made by now Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward when he was signed by the Chicago Cubs. And it really ruffled the feathers of a lot of Cardinal fans. He talked about the aging core of the St. Louis Cardinals and that their window is closing. And at the time, I disagreed because... I thought that, okay, well, yeah, Yadier Molina's aging, Adam Wainwright's aging, but they're still going to be fine for the next couple of years. And then there's this just great core of young talent led by Aledmys Diaz, and Matt Carpenter is not young, but he's in his prime, and Randall Grichuk and Stephen Piscotty, and they have all gotten way worse over the past 3 years. They have regressed to the mean. And I look back at what Jason Hayward said and say there's no other way to describe it than the way he described it. These young players who at the time were going to step in and take over for some of the aging core have been awful. Stephen Piscotty and Aledmys Diaz got off to good starts in their initial stint in the major leagues, and they have regressed. Matt Carpenter has been a pretty steady contributor up until this year where he's hitting .210. And right now, as you talked about with the Cubs, Kyle, everybody in that lineup is struggling, and that includes the young guys. And look at what happened. I didn't even mention Randall Grichuk, who is now an A-ball because he was sent down. They sent him down to high A-ball to the Florida State League to try to figure out his swing when he was a guy. After Jason Hayward had left, a lot of people were talking about a 280, 25 home run guy. He's an A-ball right now. So the Cardinals' young pieces who are supposed to come in and take over for an aging core, I leave them. They've been terrible. And that does it for Love It or Leave It. Kyle, how was it your first time?
I thought it was good.
Well, are you tooting your own horn? Don't do that because no. The text line will light up.
No, I know they will. They already roasted me on my story yesterday.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch join us in about 10 minutes. So we're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll be back with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll take another break, and then we'll head to Bill at the bottom of the hour. More from Coach's Corner Sports Pub as we step aside.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Get ready for a night of real country. One night loaded with favorites from Alan Saxon. Yeah, Saturday, September 9th at U.S. Cellular Center. The Honky Tonk Highway Tour from the 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, Alan Jackson, and special guest, Leanne Womack. Reserve seats on sale now at the U.S. Cellular box office or online at uscellular.com. Alan Jackson, the Honky Tonk Highway Tour.
6:25 on the KGYM road trip. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. It's officially the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Todd is out on this Friday afternoon, the ninth day in the month of June. We are going to send it to Kyle Mann as another Midwest One Bank Big Board update gets underway. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The search is over in Columbus as reports started emerging this morning that Ohio State will hire Butler head coach Chris Holtmann as the replacement for Thad Matta. The week-long process saw the Buckeyes get the cold shoulder from a couple of bigger names, but with Holtmann they land the reigning Big East coach of the year, who'd led Butler to three straight NCAA tournaments, including a Sweet 16 this past season. His contract is rumored to be for 8 years and roughly $3 million per year. The Colonels dropped the final game and the series to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, 4-1, but return home tonight to begin a four-game series with the Burlington Bees. It'll be Clark Beaker on the mound for the Colonels, going against the Bees' Andrew Vinson. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night at the ballpark, with first pitch set for 6:35. Iowa hurdler Aaron Mallett will compete in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships today in Oregon and has a real chance at winning a national title in the 110-meter hurdles. He would be Iowa's first national champion in a running event since Deacon Jones in 1957. The Iowa City West girls soccer team avoided an upset yesterday and will see Ames this evening in the semifinals of the 3A state soccer tournament. They're actually playing right now, and West leads that game 1-0. The winner will face Des Moines Valley or Ankeny Centennial. Tonight on KGYM, you can catch Game 4 of the NBA Finals on all three KGYM frequencies immediately after our show.
Kyle, I don't know if you caught this. Actually, I know for a fact that you did catch this, so I don't even know why I asked the question. But 3-on-3 basketball being added to the 2020 Olympics. Quick thoughts, hot takes. Go ahead.
Honestly, why not? We had the caller call in a little bit earlier about stylistically, basketball has, you know, rotted. It's ISO ball, it's hero ball, it's let me take you one-on-one, maybe have somebody come set a screen for me. You don't need five guys for that. So, I mean, if that's how everybody wants to play now, then go ahead. I don't personally like it. I would prefer to watch 5-on-5, but given the state of basketball in our world today, I see why that seems like a good idea to them.
My question is, who is going to compete in this? Because the NBA is already competing in 5-on-5 basketball in the Olympics.
Right.
NBA players, will they have the choice of joining the 3-on-3 teams? Because Lord knows a lot of them would be a lot better in 3-on-3 they would be in 5-on-5. But will that second-tier USA player or world player play in that who doesn't make the 5-on-5 team? I want to know who's if you could put together your ultimate 3-on-3 USA basketball team, who's your team?
I don't even have to look
far. Are you just going to say the Golden State? Or are you going to say Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant?
I was actually going to go Draymond because you need a little bit of defense.
3-on-3,
Steph,
defense
KD,
is overrated.
Draymond?
You got to take somebody with some length on the perimeter. I don't know. I'm going to be interested. I watch pretty much every Olympic event. I'm going to be interested to see what this looks like and who steps into it.
Who's looking good in the luge next time around? Mr. Olympics?
Oh, I don't know until I watch it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to sit there and handicap. I'm not Barry Abrams as what Barry Abrams is to horse racing, who joined the gym class earlier today, who broke down the Belmont, right?
Yep.
The Belmont Stakes. Is there, when there is no Triple Crown level horse, do people watch the Belmont?
I don't know.
I'm sure I'll watch it, but do people bet on it? That's got to be tough.
Oh, dude, obviously they bet on it.
Well,
They'll bet on anything.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever bet on?
Either
officially or unofficially. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, I'd want to hear that from the text line. I don't bet on anything weird. I'm a college football, college basketball kind of guy.
You've never bet on, like, someone's relationship ending or...
Oh, my goodness.
Something that sinister?
Okay, actually, I just had a three-year bet of that exact variety.
See, I'm a genius.
Come a call in last
I'm a psychic.
Week. So, me and a buddy of mine had that come to fruition.
Did you win the bet at least?
It was kind of a joint bet. We didn't really go against anybody, but we both were right.
So it was a PC sinister bet.
Yeah, it's pretty PC.
6:30 on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I want to thank Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann for filling in for Todd Brommelkamp. Eric, who is going to be hooking you up with some great prizes up until 7 o'clock. You can come on in for the final 30 minutes of happy hour here at Coach's Corner Sports Pub. $2 domestic pints, $2.50 domestic bottles. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch, who is going to break down not only the firing of Thad Matta, not only the Greg McDermott rumors, but now the hiring of Chris Holtmann at Ohio State University. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Want to go to a Twins game but have too much going on? Quadruple booked on the night of June 22nd? Are you playing in five different wiffle ball tournaments at the same time on July 6th? Is your August already full? If this sounds like you, say hello to the Twins Flex Plan. It's a crazy convenient way for crazy busy people like yourself to make it to Twins games whenever you can, whether you know in advance or decide right before the first pitch. Choose how many seats you want, choose your dates, save big on tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Don't plan, Flex Plan. Learn more at twinsbaseball.com/flex.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square development. We're here till 7 p.m. Happy hour continuing. $2 domestic pints, $2.50 domestic bottles. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Todd is out today. Kyle Mann sits to my right on stage here at Coach's Corner Sports Pub. The news broke out of Columbus today that Ohio State basketball, they have hired a new coach, and it's Butler's Chris Holtmann. To talk more about that, we bring in Bill Rabinowitz from the Columbus Dispatch. Bill, good afternoon, and we'll start with this. What has this week been like in Columbus with first the departure of Thad Matta, then kind of the Greg McDermott rumors, and now the hiring of Chris Holtmann?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. There's no question. I'm actually more of a football writer than basketball, but I've been pulled into this. And I was very surprised by Thad Matta's firing on Monday. I thought he'd get another year. Obviously, he didn't. And that put a lot of pressure on Gene Smith to come up with a home run hire. And given what we thought, the way the search was going, I wasn't sure he was going to come up with anyone decent. But I think Chris Holtmann fits the bill.
You bring up Gene Smith, and usually when a coach is fired, there's kind of a plan of who the successor is going to be. Did Gene Smith have an initial plan, or did it and fell through, or was he kind of flying blind in this situation?
Well, I certainly don't think he was flying blind. I know that he, like most competent athletic directors, has a list of candidates at all times. But I think that obviously the fact that he approached Greg McDermott, how far that went, I don't know. But to have to kind of circle back. If they hadn't gotten Chris Holtmann, I'm not sure what they would have done, honestly. They might have fallen back and hired Chris Gent, who's an assistant here, but we'll never know because Chris Holtmann is the guy.
The thing that's most curious about this to me is the timing, obviously. We're in the middle of the summer, and so I have to wonder, was there any sort of development with Thad Matta's health that made this such a sudden and urgent process?
I don't think there was any kind of downturn in his health. I do think, though, that it became increasingly clear that the recruiting help that he needed to get, the impact he needed to make, was not happening. And I think that's what caused Gene Smith to kind of pull the trigger and just decide to cut ties with Thad. you know, obviously it is a hindrance when you can't move very well to be on the road to try to do the things you have to do as a coach. I don't think Gene Smith wanted to fire Thad Mata. I think there's a lot of respect there, and rightfully so. But I think he just kind of thought as the spring went on and they lost a recruit, and the recruit basically said, Ohio State's not good enough to get me where I want to go, that he thought, well, why prolong this?
It's interesting because Thad Mata, throughout his tenure at Ohio State, brought in some of the best recruits in the country. And really, if you look at the Big Ten, some of the best NBA players in recent memory come from Ohio State. Where did things kind of go sour for him on the recruiting trail?
That's a good question. Again, you know, I'll be honest, and I'm not the basketball guy, so I would defer to people who know that a little better. I will say this, though, that he had highly recruited classes, highly touted recruiting classes, the last couple of years, and they just didn't pan out. They lost everybody from a really good recruiting class a few years ago, and you just can't overcome that kind of thing. Whether that's Thad Mata's failing or the players failing, you know, it's probably a combination. But you can't lose entire recruiting classes in the Big Ten and succeed.
You mentioned you're the football guy, and I think that how big of a factor is it for a basketball coach coming in to understand that, yes, that this basketball can succeed, but you're kind of going to play second fiddle to Urban Meyer in the football program?
I think you have to have a coach who accepts not being the king of, you know, in town. For a lot of people, that's great. Thad Mata didn't care about that stuff. He was happy to be a coach and to go about his business and not worry about that. And Ohio State has plenty of resources. It's not as if you can't be successful in basketball. They have plenty of resources. Money's no object. The arena is not a great arena. That's probably, you know, kind of an unspoken or at least underrated factor. It's a multi-use arena, and it's not great for basketball. Does that prevent Ohio State from being a great program? No, but it doesn't help.
We heard a lot of names this week thrown out there as candidates for that job, guys like Fred Hoiberg, potentially Billy Donovan. The end of the week rolls around and Ohio State has settled on Chris Holtmann. Is that a guy that they're actually very confident in as a hire?
Only Gene Smith could tell you that. I think anyone who thought Billy Donovan would come to Ohio State was delusional. I just didn't see that as any kind of possibility. You know, Brad Stevens' name was mentioned. That was just as ludicrous. You know, I think given who was available, I think they did well. I think Chris Mack at Xavier would have been a candidate if he'd been receptive. You know, the guy I think would have been really receptive if it had happened 3 months ago is Archie Miller, who went to, obviously, Indiana. Archie Miller coached at Ohio State, loves Ohio State. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen now. So I think given who the candidates were, I think that Gene Smith did well by getting Chris Holtmann. I've done a lot of interviews with people who've known him well, and they couldn't speak any more highly of him than they have.
It's been well documented kind of late in the tenure of Thad Mata, the player departures. Given that, and given the way that this program kind of ended last season and the way that the season went for them last year, how patient are fans and administrators in the Ohio State Athletic Department going to have to be with Chris Holtmann?
He signed an 8-year contract, so I think they're going to be pretty patient. They're starting, I don't want to say from ground zero, that's not quite fair, but look, they're not going to be great next year, and I think anyone understands that. The key is going to be getting these kids from Ohio. There are a lot of kids coming up through the ranks that in the next couple of years are going to be very highly coveted. And Ohio State has to get their share of those guys. If that happens and there's some growing pains on the court, then that's much more forgivable. But there has to be some kind of progress both on the court and also with recruiting.
Another thing that I can't help but wondering about, there's kind of a conflicting dynamic going on because they gave him an 8-year deal. But then again, I don't think that they wanted to be making a hire right now at this time. So if, you know, we go through this year and he's kind of, you know, 500 or even subpar, and a big name is available next year, is Ohio State going to be doing this again next summer?
No. I mean, I would be absolutely shocked if they would cut ties that quickly. I mean, I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if there were any unless Chris Holtmann is an absolute dud, which I certainly don't anticipate, I think he gets at least 3 or 4 years. I just would be shocked, absolutely shocked if it's 1 year.
How has this been received by the Ohio State fan base?
Honestly, I've been too busy trying to report the story and talk to people to know. I think that Chris Holtmann is considered a good pick. I mean, I'm not sure it's a home run pick, but I think, especially considering the alternatives, I think people are more excited about him than Greg McDermott.
And Gene Smith, during that joint press conference with Thad Matta, talked about bringing in a guy, and it almost sounded like he wanted to bring in a guy that was similar to Thad Matta. Is Chris Holtmann, are there some similarities there?
Yeah, in fact, the lead to my story today is meet the new boss, almost the same as the old boss. I mean, their backgrounds are very similar. Both come from small towns, from basketball-obsessed areas. Matta from small town Illinois, and Holtmann from Kentucky, and start off at lower level schools, work their way up. Obviously, you have the Butler connection between them. So, yeah, there are absolutely a lot of similarities. Obviously, Holtman's younger, but he's really not that much younger. I think he's 4 or 5 years younger, so it's not that big a difference.
We had heard earlier this week that Thad Matta may even stay around the program and be a part of this hiring process. Did that end up happening? Did he have a hand in this hire?
I'll be honest and tell you, I don't know. I just don't know. I would imagine that Gene bounced some ideas off of him and he had some kind of input. I'm sure that he knows of Chris Holtmann and given the Butler ties and knows people. I don't know whether Thad knows him personally, but I would imagine if there were any kind of red flag that Thad Matta would know and would tell Gene, and obviously there weren't.
And kind of circling back around, I know it's kind of speculation at this point, but was there some chatter about possibly the health issues that Thad had kind of hindering his ability to recruit and build relationships with his players, and that kind of led to some rift between him and the players?
There's no question the health issues were a problem. I'm not sure it affected the relationships so much as it was just affected him in terms of being able to go on the road, being able to do the day-to-day, minute-to-minute things you want to do as a coach. He couldn't get on the court and show players how to do things. He had to tell them. And anytime you're kind of limited that way, I think it's an impediment. You know, I don't think it's something that couldn't be overcome, but it certainly didn't help.
Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch helping us break down the Chris Holtmann hire for the Ohio State basketball program. Bill, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks again to Bill, and I lead you to our poll question, Kyle, and I lead everyone listening to the poll question on KGYMradio.com, which is the Big Ten's best men's basketball hire this offseason. Your options are Chris Holtmann, Archie Miller, or Brad Underwood. Chris Holtmann, obviously, at Ohio State. That is what we just talked about with Bill. Archie Miller was hired by Indiana, Brad Underwood by Illinois, and I'm going to ask you this, Kyle. Not necessarily who is the best hire, which is the best situation to go into, because all of them are going to have their detractions. Ohio State, they lost a lot of players, not only for graduation, but from transfers. Illinois has had some issues within their athletic department for a long time. They're struggling at pretty much every sport to a certain extent, especially the Big Two. And then at Indiana, they were really quick to fire Tom Crean.
Yeah. In terms of just what's the best situation to walk into if I had to be one of those three coaches, this might surprise people based on what I've said in this broadcast today, but I would actually like to be Chris Holtmann headed to Ohio State. Like I said early in our broadcast today, Ohio State to me is one of the premier universities in the country, and I don't think that it should take long. If they're patient with him and they give him several years to work and build that program to be his own, I really don't doubt that he'll be able to do that, because Ohio State will attract recruits. They have attracted recruits for a long time, and the only reason that, you know, Thad Matta was losing them, kind of, there are indications that suggest that their recruiting was hurting because Thad Matta's health was such a concern for some of the recruits and their families. That's going to go away now. That's not an issue. Ohio State's going to start getting those recruits again. And if Holtmann's a good coach, as his resume would suggest that he is, Ohio State will be back sooner rather than later.
319-366-1600. We want to hear from you. Which coach, which new basketball coach in the Big Ten, men's basketball coach in the Big Ten, is stepping into the best situation? And I have to look at Archie Miller, who comes from Dayton, heads into a situation in Indiana where, yes, expectations are kind of really way too high all the time for that program.
Yeah.
And that's a program that experienced a lot of success, not in this decade. You think about a couple of teams under Tom Crean with Cody Zeller and other guys. Oh God, Victor Oladipo. My gosh, why do live radio, right? Victor Oladipo and Cody Zeller, and those were teams that were kind of nationally ranked. But other than that, there really haven't been a ton of Indiana teams where you thought, okay, well, this is a team that legitimately has a chance to win a national championship. But Archie Miller is going to take over what I think is the best roster of the three in the Big Ten. The one that I worry about, I think Brad Underwood is a hell of a coach, but Illinois needs to get their stuff together. This is a program that also has had a lot of success in the past, and they started to turn a corner a little bit under Bruce Weber, and then we know what happened with the falling out at that. And then John Gross comes in, they make a couple of NCAA tournaments, and then they're back to irrelevancy once again. So I think it's Archie Miller, and maybe the worst situation right now, probably Chris Holtmann. Overall, I think it's Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois. Brad Underwood, he could be kind of a spicy coach. He's got a short resume. We don't know a ton about him. But for a lot of the reasons that you just listed, Illinois is just really not a desirable situation.
We mentioned tonight on KGYM, we are going to send you out to Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland for Game 4 of the NBA Finals. And then at 8:30, we're going to send you out to the Treasure Island Baseball Network, Minnesota. The Minnesota Twins will take on the San Francisco Giants on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We actually got a tweet at KGYM Radio wondering why the NBA Finals weren't on a couple of nights ago. Well, on 107.5 FM, it's going to be the Twins, but you can catch the NBA Finals game number 4 on 1600 AM, our main gym, our historic main gym, as well as 106.3 FM, the South Gym. So we are inside of the final 15 minutes to go in our KGYM road trip. Come on into Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square development. It is the perfect place to catch the NBA Finals game number 4, which will go to the
Warriors.
Show your work.
Or do you have to? Three games. Yeah, no.
I really hope that this will be a good game. And I hope that the Cleveland Cavaliers can at least salvage one game in this series. And of course, if the Golden State Warriors win again, then everybody wins a free taco, because Taco Bell is doing that little promotion thing, and people love that. You can get a free taco every time the road team wins. So I think based on that, some people who don't watch the NBA will be rooting for the Warriors. But I just have a hard time watching this 82-game season. And I'm not going to say that I was in tune every night, but hoping that, okay, well, once the playoffs come around, we're going to see some good basketball. We're going to see some competitive games, and I hope that there's going to be some suspense. I hope that the Cleveland Cavaliers can at least stay close with the Golden State Warriors. Maybe the Spurs catch a couple of breaks and win a couple of games against the Warriors. Heck, if Kawhi Leonard would have stayed healthy during that series, maybe it's a different story. But it would be really hard for me to keep interest in this league as a whole if a team goes through the playoffs and then beats the second best team in the league with the best player in the league and goes 16-0 in the playoffs.
16-0 in the playoffs would be a heck of a run, especially on the heels of a 73-win season.
But would you stay interested in the NBA knowing that they just did that?
No. I mean, would I myself stay interested in it? Sure, I would. But would I think that there's any real shot, especially for the next year, maybe 2 years? It's going to be the Warriors. They are so clearly above. You know, the Cavs are supposed to be the clear-cut number 2, and they are so much better than the Cavs.
They are. We're inside of the final 10 minutes to go on the KGYM road trip from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take our final break of the show. We're going to come back. We're going to big board. We're going to tell you about what we have going on next week, and we'll send you on your way to your weekend, what is going to be a little bit of a scorcher here in Eastern Iowa. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Kyle Mann sitting in and Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
This is IndyCar.
I think the fastest car is Graham Rahal. He just has nowhere to go. Everywhere he goes, he gets blocked, and it's unbelievable. As he goes underneath Hinchcliffe into three.
Graham Rahal to the bike.
Look at that.
They're side by side. Hinchcliffe to the outside, and Hinchcliffe will win it at the checkered
the
flag.
The Verizon IndyCar Series returns to Fort Worth and the Texas Motor Speedway for the Rain Guard Water Sealer 600. Listen live this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Verizon IndyCar Series action from the Texas Speedway this Saturday night at 7 on KGYM.
Inside the final five to play with here at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. They have about, well, we'll call it 8 minutes left with their happy hour, $2 domestic pints, $2.50 domestic bottles. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is underway here, or is just about to wrap up here at Coach's Corner. We see, expect Todd back on Monday, and we'll give you a breakdown of what we will have coming up next week. The MLB draft getting underway. Jeff Ellis from scout.com is going to join us on Monday to break down all things draft, and we'll keep you updated. Stay tuned, or visit our website, kgymradio.com, for updates through pretty much any time. What we're doing with Lunchbox Heroes, what we're doing in the community, everything that you need to know is on our website, kgymradio.com. That's also where you can view our listen to our podcast. Hours 1 through 3 will be available. Once again, that's kgymradio.com. And Kyle, you pulled up a story, and I want to touch on this for just a second. The Cleveland Browns have released cornerback Tyvis Powell. Now, Tyvis Powell, the issue with this is the timing of it, because Tyvis Powell was scheduled to throw out the first pitch at the Cleveland Indians game tonight. And now it's coming out that the Browns are now encouraging him to go throw out the first pitch at the Indians game despite being cut by the team. If you're Powell, are you going to that game and throwing out the first pitch?
Well, I think, yeah, I am, because he's a native, apparently, of a Cleveland suburb, so he's from the area. He played at Ohio State, so he's not just known for being a Brown. People do know him otherwise. It's a little bit embarrassing, obviously, but yeah, I think I would still go. And I think he's got a really good attitude about it. He tweeted out, he says, "When obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal, but you do not change your decision to get there." He's not changing his decision
to
go to that game.
You just read that in like the most motivational speaker way ever. I don't know. I had goosebumps listening to that.
I'm going
to
remember
I
that.
I actually didn't, but I'm making fun of you right now.
What?
Just throwing some shade at you. I kid.
Keep your shade.
I wouldn't.
Actually, I'll take that shade this weekend.
I understand that he's a Cleveland kid, but I'm cut by the Cleveland Browns. That's a bad day.
That's pretty low.
I mean, that's the end of your football career, is it not? I know we talked about this on, I think it was Tuesday, when Connor Shaw was cut by the Chicago Bears, and then Mark Sanchez got hurt. So the offensive coordinator for the Bears calls up Connor Shaw while he's driving home about 6 hours into his drive and say, hey, can you turn around and come back? Now let me ask you, would you come back if you're Connor Shaw?
If that's my only NFL gig, then yeah, I'm definitely coming back.
This is what I don't understand. And I know that a lot of these players have the competitive drive and all that hoopla. I get it. Whatever. Yada,
hoopla.
yada. But if you get cut by the Cleveland Browns, and then speaking of another player that we just brought up, if you get cut by the Cleveland Browns and Chicago Bears as a quarterback, wouldn't – maybe it's just because I'm way too self-aware. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh.
But would you not start, I don't know, thinking about what's next? Maybe football's not for me?
You know – yeah, you would, but you know how those quarterbacks – quarterbacks probably, well, I don't know if that position more than any other is this way, but I would imagine as a professional athlete, you've spent 20 years dedicating your life to following that dream, and if you can just land one contract, you're looking at six figures, a nice cushy life for however long you can manage your money responsibly. But that's got to be difficult to walk away from. One good, solid NFL contract, even if you are a scrub just on the bench, just getting most of your reps in practice, one good contract will set you up.
309-366-1600. We are in the final 2 minutes of the show. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll give it to Kyle Mann. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The search is over in Columbus as reports started emerging this morning that Ohio State will hire Butler head coach Chris Holtmann as the replacement for Thad Matta. The week-long process saw the Buckeyes get the cold shoulder from a couple of bigger names, but with Holtmann, they land the reigning Big East Coach of the Year, who'd led Butler to three straight NCAA tournaments, including a Sweet 16 this past season. His contract is rumored to be for 8 years and roughly $3 million per year. The Colonels dropped the final game and the series to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, 4-1, but return home tonight to begin a four-game series with the Burlington Bees. It'll be Clark Beaker on the mound for the Colonels, going against the Bees' Andrew Vinson. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night at the ballpark, and that game actually got started at 6:30. Iowa hurdler Aaron Mallett will compete in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championship today in Oregon and has a real chance at winning a national title in the 110-meter hurdles. He would be Iowa's first national champion in a running event since Deacon Jones in 1957. The Iowa City West girls soccer team avoided an upset yesterday and is playing Ames right now in the semifinals of the 3A state soccer tournament. They're tied at one, and the winner will face Des Moines Valley or Ankeny Centennial. Tonight on KGYM, you can catch Game 4 of the NBA Finals on all three KGYM frequencies immediately after our show.
So the NBA Finals on tap for this evening. Game number 4, the Golden State Warriors look for the sweep. Once again, we'll send you out to San Francisco at 8:30 p.m. on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. As I mentioned, Jeff Ellis will be on with us on Monday to break down the MLB draft. He is from scout.com, and a couple of interesting stories within the MLB draft. One out of Corvallis, Oregon with Luke Heimlich. We'll touch on that on Monday. Very disturbing story coming out of Corvallis. Have a great weekend out there, Eastern Iowa, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on